In southern Africa, a little-noticed piece of U.S. trade legislation is transforming the Kingdom of Lesotho. Over the past 2 years, Lesotho has become Africa's leading exporter of textiles to the United States. 11 new clothing factories have popped up in the impoverished nation, and more are being built, all because of a new African free trade program. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
The African Growth and Opportunities Act, or AGOA, lifts tariffs on hundreds of products from sub-Saharan Africa. Nigeria has benefited the most, shipping millions of barrels of oil duty-free into the United States. But the most dramatic change as a result of AGOA is in the tiny mountain kingdom of Lesotho. At 6:45 in the morning, women run past shacks made of sticks and white styrofoam to the gates of the new garment factories. If the women aren't inside by 7, they're locked out and replaced by the numerous job seekers waiting outside the fence. The factories make clothes for Walmart, Kmart, Sears, and The Gap, and the clothes are exclusively for export to the United States. Inside the factories, hundreds of women sit in long lines, leaning into their sewing machines.
Actually, this is a garment, which is a lot of needlework, what we call it. So it's not a very easy garment. It's not a basic T-shirt.
Luigi Malvestio is the director of the Lesotho Fancy Garments Group. His company has opened 3 factories in the country and is currently building 2 more, all as a result of AGOA. Malvestio, who's originally from Italy, says AGOA gives African clothing manufacturers a substantial advantage over their Asian competitors.
Being a duty-free, it's more advantageous. You know, in certain category has a 20-30% duty to in the United States. So, of course, if you come from this part of the world, it's 30% less.
Outside Malvestio's factory, the midday sun softens the asphalt in the driveway. The temperature is in the high 90s. Inside the factory, it's warm but not unbearable. Men distribute water to the women at their machines. Pink Jordache blouses and Coca-Cola t-shirts sit in piles waiting to be shipped to New Jersey. Many of the garments already have American price tags. A green and blue Just My Size sports bra will hit the retail shelves in a few months at $7.84. It's cheap by American standards, but here it's 2 days' wages. Lesotho is a small country, perched high in the Drakensberg Mountains. It's completely surrounded by South Africa. The U.S. ambassador, Richard Loftus, says AGOA has already created more than 30,000 textile jobs in this country of just 2 million people. But Loftus says Lesotho still has many problems.
Lesotho remains one of the poorest countries in the world. And AGOA is helping to alleviate that, but there's a long way to go.
The unemployment rate is almost 50%, a third of the population is HIV positive, and hundreds of thousands of residents are dependent on international food aid to avoid starvation. Before AGOA, Lesotho's largest export was water. Faced with little economic activity and deep poverty, Lesotho's government wooed Taiwanese investors to set up garment factories under AGOA. David Rantakwa, the principal secretary for the Ministry of Trade and Industry, says if not for the overseas investors, tens of thousands of people would still be out of work.
So our major focus is on creation of jobs in order to alleviate poverty that is afflicting our people.
To those who criticize the foreign ownership of the mills, Rantakwa counters that they fuel the entire economy. He says the additional tax revenue also helps to fund Lesotho's schools and other social programs. Many of the garment workers live in the hills of Hatetsani, just outside Maseru. Their stone and mud houses look out on the corrugated steel factories that have popped up on the plains below. The huts have no running water or electricity. Geese and chickens wander from yard to yard. 2 bare-bottomed children chase a piglet along a dirt track. Down the slope, a state-of-the-art denim factory is being built at a cost of $100 million. Tsepo Mokatsa lives in one of the stone huts. He moved to Maseru from a mountain village and now works the night shift in one of the mills. Mokatsa says that the factories don't pay enough for him to support his family, but he says he has few other options.
Since there is absolutely nothing he can do at home to sustain his life, he will rather stay here to get the little that he is getting right now.
The leader of the local textile workers' union once referred to the jobs created in Lesotho under AGOA as slavery, but he now says conditions and wages have improved. And the union boss is quick to say that the mills are not sweatshops. People usually work 10-hour shifts. They get an hour break for lunch. The union leader would like the factory owners to increase wages, but more than anything, he wants to make sure that the textile jobs don't go somewhere else. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Maseru, Lesotho.